From the best-selling Heroes of History series, Emerald Books presents Ronald Reagan, Destiny at His Side, by Janet and Jeff Benj. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles from this outstanding series, please visit ywampublishing.com or call 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. Get us to GW. Pop, 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 pop. The sound of the gunshots came in quick succession. Startled, Ron stopped waving to the small crowd that cheered him as he emerged onto T Street from the Washington Hilton Hotel. "What's that?" he asked Secret Service Agent Jerry Parr, though he was certain it had been gunshots. Jerry Parr did not answer. Instead, to Ron's astonishment, the Secret Service agent tackled him. Just as Ron was about to go down, another agent rushed over and pushed both Ron and Jerry into the back of the presidential limousine. Ron could hear shouts of, "Get him out! Get him out!" as he hit the floor of the limousine. The door slammed shut behind him. "Take off!" Jerry yelled, and the limousine sped away. An excruciating pain shot down Ron's left side. "Get off me, Jerry," he said. "I think you've broken one of my ribs." The two men disentangled from each other and climbed onto the back seat of the limousine. Jerry ran his hand down Ron's back and side. "No blood," he said, indicating that the president appeared not to have been hit by a bullet. Suddenly, as if on cue, Ron coughed, and bright red blood frothed out of his mouth. Ron wiped the blood away with his handkerchief. "I think I've cut my mouth as well," he said. Jerry took one look at Ron and yelled to the driver, "Get us to GW!" The limousine swerved into a side street and roared off towards George Washington University Hospital, 5 blocks away. Ron tried to take a breath, a shallow breath, so as not to jar his ribcage. But he could not get air into his lungs. He sat up straight and tried again. "I can't breathe," he finally gasped as a wave of panic swept over him. Ron struggled to understand what was happening. It wasn't supposed to be like this. He had been president of the United States for a little over 2 months and had so many things he wanted to accomplish. Now, he was being rushed to the hospital in the back of a limousine, unable to breathe, with searing pain in his side. Moments later, the limousine screeched to a halt outside the emergency room. Jerry opened the car door and said, "I'll get a gurney." "No," Ron replied. "I'll walk in." With that, he swung his legs around, stood up, and leaned on Jerry's arm. Together, they walked the 20 feet to the emergency room entrance. The automatic door swung open just as Ron collapsed onto one knee. He desperately tried to gasp for another breath. He could feel himself becoming weak and lightheaded, but there was nothing he could do. Then he felt himself being lifted onto a gurney. As his body was placed on a gurney, Ron wondered if this was how it was going to end for the boy from rural Illinois. Things like this had never happened back in Dixon.